This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? Also, shout out the morning show. Carrie Carpenter was with them. If you want to hear that interview, go for it. We have asked the question, how far can the Tigers take it? And we all kind of stumbled into the same thing. And obviously, Kenny, me, Rico, Dave with the day off, we don't compare notes. Like, I'm not interested in that. That's bad radio. But Rico said, only team I think that's going to take him out is the Yankees. Kenny came to the same conclusion. Now, I got to a different place because I think everybody has slept on something, which is the Orioles that you played aren't the Orioles that you're going to see if you play them. Meaning, Hunter Kjærstedt is back. Ryan Mountcastle is back. Urias is back. Jordan Westberg is back. Guys, that's several parts of their lineup that were nowhere. Now, I'm not telling you that I can fix their pitching. That's not what we're talking about. It doesn't look like Grayson Rodriguez is going to make it back, but it's touch and go. Remember, there's no minor league games to be played, and it's hard to stretch out in simulated games or bullpen. Just yesterday, their general manager, Mike Elias, basically said, guys, it's day-to-day. I can't give you an answer. I'm going to go ahead and just say, all right, Grayson's not going to pitch in the wild card round. The point I'm making is, outside of those two teams, I have immense confidence in you doing the job. Immense confidence. Like, there's no scenario I don't pick you to beat any of the other teams. I have a hard time with the Yankees. Now, if you want to cite 2006, I wish you good luck. Call somewhere else. We're dealing in 2024. But my point is, this team, as the way they're playing, you have to let go of all pragmatism and accept the unbelievable as your believable, your norm. They're capable of beating anyone. You don't play the way they've played, Rico, over the last month.
Yeah.
Month and, not quite a month and a half, but month and change. It's real. Are the playoffs different? You betcha. Ask the Atlanta Braves. They'd win the AL East, the NL East every year and then win Stugatz in the playoffs. It's hard. And it's a coin flip. And the coin has been coming up. You've been calling heads for a month and a half. There are going to be times it doesn't come up that way. Look at my stupid team. We haven't made the World Series in 15 years. Yankees, now, we got screwed by AJ and the Astros. They cheated. And they cheated us. I digress. Not bitter, kind of. My point is, the best teams don't win it. And you have every right to believe you can do this. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to know how far you believe they're taking it. Did I miss anything? Is that the setup here?
I think you got everything. You brought up an excellent point about the Orioles players not being there. But, yeah, I think that any other team that they play, yeah, they can win. And especially in the first three games. Yeah. Because I think if things hold true, you don't have to pitch Scooble this weekend.
That's vital.
Yeah. You can start off the series 1-0, even though you would be on the road, but you put the home team at a disadvantage. That's how I see that.
248-539-9797. We'll do a quick check with the ticket text, and then we are going right to the phones. Kenneth, please.
Somebody also texting in on the Jackson Jobe discussion that we had.
Yeah.
Maybe we can put Jackson Jobe as the starter when things are already clinched, therefore no real leverage. That's from Ray from Shelby.
But what would the point be?
Just to see what you have, I guess.
I think you know what you have. And I think in a sink or swim deal, I mean, Kenny, think about it. you're bringing up a guy who can throw the better part of 100 miles an hour, has crazy movement on his pitches, and there's no scenario we're asking him for five or six innings. I guess to face an option, maybe
major league pitch. I mean, hitting, throw him out there in a game you don't really need, so it's less pressure on him because we're already in.
Pressure is a privilege. Go pitch.
I see us losing to the Astros, but I think the ceiling is the ALCS loss to the New York Yankees. That's from Drew and Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
Voodoo blood necklaces all the way to the World Series. Go Tigers.
And it's not impossible. It's not. I'm not ruling it out at all. I don't know. Maybe I'm letting pragmatism get in the way. And maybe that's on me.
The Tigers could win the AL pennant but lose the World Series. That's from Ryan. I believe the Tigers could win the World Series. It's a team of destiny this year. That's from Joe.
Okay, but hold on. We're not asking you could. How far will they take it? That's the question. Could? They could win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Duh. Anyone who enters the playoffs can win the whole thing. How far do you believe in your heart they're taking this? That's really what we're trying to get to. And maybe we're doing this too early, but we believe they're in. I don't care if Fangraph says 87%. It's 100. They're in. Did you see Minnesota last night? Come on, get the hell out of here. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Paul in Southfield, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, sir.
World Series.
All right, let's hear it.
In my heart. In my heart, in my betting, in everything. The biggest reason, I believe, the other caller took a little bit from me by saying that they got nothing to lose and A.J. Hinch, but you cannot game plan against this team. He has the other team on the edge every game because you don't know, except for Scooble, and I need Scooble in game one in the playoffs, but except for Scooble, you don't know how far a starting pitcher is going to go. You don't know what kind of lineup. There's not a set fourth hitter, third hitter. He's got the other team not knowing, only knowing the starting lineup, but then after that, I feel like he's in a poker game and he's got 10 cards in a 5-card game. And whatever he's plugging in is working, so why would you change anything? And no, I would not ever put Scooble.
No.
Except on his normal rest, because pitching on 3 days rest is never.
No, and this it's a different era, yeah, Paulie, he's not a veteran, and he's had two arm in. No, I'm with you.
It was just a thought, a suggestion.
But if these you other can manipulate teams, it. Yeah, these other teams, like the Yankees and the Indians, they have a set lineup, and if that lineup isn't doing good, let's say I forgot his last name, but and Judge are not having a good series. You're not going to take them out. You're not going to pinch hit for them. The Tigers, it's like you don't know who's going to be pitching or hitting virtually the whole game except for when Scooble's pitching. And I think that's I don't believe the Yankees and Baltimore have a good bullpen at all. And this team never quits. They don't even know how to quit. They don't know better. It's like something you haven't seen in 50 years. So that's why I believe they're going to the World Series.
Okay. I would challenge you on some of those points, but I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to change your mind, and I don't care to. But saying, oh, they don't have any bullpen, you're wrong, factually, but that's fine. I asked the question. I got to live with the answer.
He believes in the voodoo.
And that's fine. Can they do it? Yes. But I'm not going to sit here and dump all over every team as if they're all inferior. That's, again, I lost that when I was like 20. I can't bring myself to dumb Kenny Fanland. I can't do it. There has to be a space for something that's real. Facts have to be real.
Facts have to be real, Mike, but you can't explain or quantify this team.
So I'm not trying to.
That's why.
But when they start talking about other team, that's my point.
Fair.
You want to do the voodoo with you? Do it. Don't make up ish about other teams.
Fair.
It just gets annoying to me. Oh, our team is God. Everybody else is poop. 2-4-8. Come on. We can be better than that. That's all. Go to Dan in Brighton. I'm sorry. It's annoying. Dan, how are you?
Good afternoon, boys. How you doing?
Good. Hey. What's the good word?
Well, I'll tell you what. On the Tigers, I've been a fan since I was a kid in the early 60s. I used to ride my bike down to Briggs Stadium, and we'd wait for the usher in the seventh inning. He'd let us go into the bleachers and watch the Tigers, and I love them. And in my opinion on getting to the Yankees, I'll tell you what, Scooble, all he's going to have to start is game one and game four. And then between Brisky, Foley, Montero, Olsen, and Mize, they'll handle the rest. And I think they can win it in six games.
All right, so how far are they taking this?
I think they're going to win the World Series.
That's it. Okay, there you go. That's it. It's all set. Yep. When is the parade, just so I can clear my calendar?
I'll tell you what, it'll be the next day after they win.
Okay. You know what, Kenny, if you want, pencil in Thursday for me, will you please? I think a couple of days, let it breathe. We got to get security down there. And we also got to clear Woodward. This is going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. I'll tell you what,
it's well overdue for Detroit.
That's right.
Then the Lions can back them up.
Yeah, you know, in fact, maybe they just go undefeated in the playoffs. They don't lose a game. Why don't we just do that? I mean, honestly, let's do it in style. Let's just do it in style.
I never thought I'd see the day where the texts were more reasonable than the phone calls.
No, it's okay.
No, but in all fairness, we said,
where do you believe they're taking it? So what it's showing you is the town has been seduced, which is the beauty of sports, right? Yeah. This is what sports can do to people.
Because then they can say, see, I told you.
Maybe the way I need to reframe it is this. F it. Is this team winning the World Series? Because clearly, I made a bad judgment that we were going to use some level of common sense here.
No.
So let's just throw that out. That metric is gone now. Are they going to the World Series? Yes? No. You just shut up. You're 12 years old here. Rico's 6 years old. He's in pre-K, and he's asking a girl out. Hey, do you like me? Check yes or no. Is this team going to the World Series? Yes? No. Done. When Rico was at Lutheran Polytech Kindergarten.
That was Mount Hope Lutheran. And that's still there.
There, I simplified it. I did a bad job as a radio
host. No, you didn't.
No, I did.
No, Mike, you did. We are not going to let a couple phone calls bring this down.
No. But
we don't need to dumb this down.
I think we do. believe me, after 20 years of doing this, that's always the option. That's the new question. Are they going to the World Series?
But were you at Briggs Stadium talking to the usher?
I was a member of the original 1901 Society. My season tickets were next to Moses.
Hell of a center fielder, that Moses.
I tell you, that Apostle Paul could play third.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, let's go straight to the people. We will get some college football in the 4:00. Evidence of the sport Rico ruined. Questions about Michigan and Michigan State. Tigers certainly the lead today. Let's go to Adam. He's in T-Town, and he's up next. What's up, Adam? How you doing, bud?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Well, I called yesterday, but I figured that my call was actually better for today, so I ended up hanging up. And before all the crazy started coming out, I had this opinion because I think they're going to the World Series. Now, I'm going to pull a Kenny and not fully commit saying that they're going to win it. But, I mean, the one thing in October that doesn't go away is pitching. And, I mean, year after year, you'll see batters just fall to the wayside when it comes to October. But then pitching always seems to carry over into October. And I just think that with our pitching, how it's been going, I think that we can at least push into the World Series. I mean, but it's one of those where I can't, I mean, I'm not comfortable with mystery box. I can't take the World Series and say yes.
And it's okay. The question, look, Adam, I did a bad job because I didn't appropriately gauge my audience. So asking this question allows for a different discourse. Look, you're not wrong for believing it. If the run has taught you anything, sometimes bleep happens. I'm not mad if you believe they're going. Where I get annoyed, not at you, Adam, I get annoyed when we just start poo-pooing every other team. Like that's ridiculous.
They made it to the playoffs based off of normal runs. I mean, like, we had to do something that was so improbable that it's not happened all but one other time.
Right. Well, the other problem, I'll give you an example, Adam.
They got there because they had a good season.
Adam, I'll give you an example. Like, what irked me the most is you get people calling up and just making stuff up. Oh, none of the other teams have a good bullpen. Really? Cleveland has the best bullpen in the sport. The Yankees are number 4 or number 5. You're number 5 or number 6. And I believe the Astros are number 9 or number 10. In the sport, these are top 10 bullpens. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have people calling up and going, we're the only one with a bullpen. You know what I mean, Adam? That's just where I go, all right, let me change the question and it'll make my life easier.
Right. I mean, and these teams are good teams. If they weren't, they wouldn't have already locked up their division. I mean, we're sitting here thinking, oh, we're this amazing team. Yeah, we've been great for a month and a half. These teams have had a good season all season long. Like, it's not normal what we're doing, so why would we expect...
There's the issue. That's the issue that you've stumbled upon, Adam, mm-hmm. is someone like me, I don't speak for Rico, someone like me who is cynical and pragmatic, it's hard to sit there and go, all right, I've seen teams get hot at the end of a season and win it all, but those teams also had pedigree. They had real proven talent. Versus, I won't be shocked if the Tigers are bringing out Bobby Belaga out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
I mean, Frankie Coffee Cakes is coming in to close the game out. So it's difficult to go, all right, well, that translates. But Rico, I've seen it. The Giants got hot at the right time. They were a 500 team. They won a Super Bowl. But they were doing it with real players.
Right, and a lot of times, Mike, the teams that get hot at that time are teams that had a bunch of injuries early. Guys come back, and now they're the team that everybody thought that they were, but they just lost so many games at the beginning of the year. In situations like this, it's fun, but normally when it falls like a house of cards. And all of a sudden, it'll just, you know, the clock will strike midnight, and, you know, Cinderella's back at the house. And it's not going to end the way that you think because there's so many different magical things going on. I don't think it's sustainable to take it all the way to the World Series. Stranger things have happened.
You're a hater.
But I don't think that you can make it that far and actually win a World Series because this is not sustainable. It's fun, but...
All right, yeah. But here's... Okay, but then you need to ponder when someone calls and says, if it's not sustainable, how are they still sustaining it on September 25th? That's what they're going to hit you with.
Right, but I'm going to say, you're going to be playing better caliber of teams. That you're going to be playing, I mean, you're in the playoffs. So now these teams, it's win or go home. You're not playing a bunch of teams who quit. You're not playing a bunch of teams who,
you know, just trying to get to the end of the season.
No, but the whole, okay, first of all, the Royals were not trying to get to the end of the season.
No, not the Royals.
You know, the Orioles, you played the welfare edition. Right. I do agree there. Like, these four players I've cited are back.
Right.
You didn't face them. That's factual. So, like, I give a nod to the Orioles that they're going to be more of who we thought they were going to be. They got gutted by injury.
And a lot of times, when you play this hard and you play playoff baseball for a month and a half, you eventually run out of steam. Because you've been, that's what I mean when it's not sustainable, that you can keep this pace for this long.
Let me go to Zach 97.1. Zach, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, kind of a different question.
Sure.
We had a debate this weekend on what the over-under would be for the wild card series should the Tigers make the playoffs for the cost of tickets.
Oh, boy. I mean, look, sports and concerts.
We were all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Where are you talking cheapest seat in the house? Or are you trying to get like, good seats? Or what are we thinking?
Middle of the road seat. Upper deck maybe, but not nosebleed, not standing room.
Kenny, I mean, you go to games all the time. Am I crazy that Tigers miracle run playoff tickets here at Comerica? Median. Call it 200?
Sounds right to me.
For the upper deck? You may be able to get that for a little bit less, but...
Oh, you're going to get the Rico deal, Zach. Stop by. He'll have tickets in his trunk. I don't know.
Rico, I'm going to hold you to that.
That's right. Rico will be there. He's selling mixtapes and mezzanine-level seats. He's got you covered.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
And Zach, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the tickets are more affordable. It's hard to gauge because no one has... Look... Very few were paying attention up until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And so that's what I think for the wild card. Yeah, well, if they make it that far, then yes,
come on.
Yeah. No, that's right. About it. Yeah. Yeah. It'll probably be in around $150.
Anything's a couple $100 now. I mean, concerts, forget it. I don't know when concerts got so expensive.
I don't either. That's why I don't like going.
Oh. What if we dig up Prince's bones and duct tape them together?
I would actually go.
And then you get to see Prince's skeleton perform.
I would actually go.
All right. We'll get to the people here in 1 second. Kenny, ticket text. We are going to get to football in the 4:00. We're trying to thread a needle and make everybody happy, which is usually a road to nowhere. Kenny, what do you got?
These callers can't be real today, LOL.
Oh, they're real. They're real. And they're spectacular.
Great reference. I feel like the fan from Major League 2 with the Tigers. Not sure why they keep winning, but sure enjoy being proven wrong.
And that's just fine. It has elements of Major League to it. The only thing missing is that you didn't get a guy out of prison to pitch. Other than that, they have everything else. Well, they don't have a Joe Budel. That much is true.
Are we still getting that for the studio if they make the playoff, by
the way? No, because it would get resistance from Karsh, and it's not respectful, and jinxes, and I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to hear from... I told you, I've reached a point in my life, I don't care.
I was about to say, when did you start caring about...
No, because you know what it is?
Midday.
Because I don't want to argue. I'm done. I don't care anymore. 2 + 2 = 5? Cool. I don't care. That's why I changed the topic. I don't care. I'm not going to argue facts... with zaniness. So we're just going to get zany. Already making a World Series. Here's a box. Yes or no?
So you're not arguing anything?
Nope.
You're just going with everything? Hey, Kenny, did you know that Michigan State was going to shut out Ohio State this Saturday?
Cool.
Nailed it.
You know, you got to have faith. Am I right?
Okay, he's broken, Kenny.
This one I actually think is more real. I think fans are so confident we will win it all is because we're playing with house money and can't be hurt because we didn't think we would be here a month ago.
That I like. And you're right. It's more fun this way. Kenny, here's your problem. You had more fun last year with the Lions than you're going to have this year.
Yeah, now there's real expectation. You expect to be, we said Super Bowl or bust. We said F them.
And it weighs on you. Much like you hate adult responsibilities. Now, as a fan, you have a responsibility to the expectation. Tiger fans enjoy it. The innocence is now. Next year's the expectation. It changes how you watch things.
Tiger fans are feeling like Rico at the dentist right now. That's from Bill.
That's right. That a baby. Uh-huh.
ALCS for the Tigers.
Ooh, man. Tigers playoffs. Rico at the dentist. More pleasurable. 2-4-8.
Tigers beat the Phillies and win the World Series.
He can't even breathe.
Such a dumb bit.
It's not, though.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm drinking Jobu's rum. The voodoo is real. Tigers all the way. You didn't say all the way where, but all the way.
No,
I guess.
No, and it's fine. I think I did a bad job with the initial question. I take ownership of that. So we've altered it, and it's working. Fine enough. Let's go to Hunter, 97.1. Hunter, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Mike. What's going on, brother? You all right?
I'm superb. What do you make of all this?
Well, I called in saying World Series, but now I kind of feel stupid with all these idiots that
no.
are calling in. But
No, you're okay. But because you're not demeaning other teams on the pathway.
You know what I think it is? I think it's been so long since this team has done anything that people just think that it's World Series or nothing now because they're going in, you know?
Yeah. What are they to make the World Series today odds-wise, Hunter? Do you know? I'll look it up.
Let's see if Ken can get there faster than I can.
No, it's okay. I was going to say is, you know what I should just bet them to make the World Series and just be done with it. We should have done it when we were doing the shows in Vegas, and it was plus 40,000 to win it all.
Plus 4,500 to win it all.
No, I need to make it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking for the other.
Plus 1,400 to win the American League, which would be making this.
Okay. I mean, at that point, Hunter, are you that confident that you'd bet plus 1,400?
To win the American League?
Yeah, doesn't that feel a little short?
If it's against your Yankees, yes.
So you are confident if they're playing the Yankees, yes? Okay.
Mike, one more quick question before you let me go.
Please.
I know we've all been on about how glorious this Tigers run has been, but, I mean, the Twins have just been awful. Can you go into explanation on what the hell is going on in Minnesota?
Sure. For one, the manager's a functioning idiot. Rocco Baldelli will be fired.
Yeah, Rocco.
Two, their pitching staff is in tatters. Losing Joe Ryan for the season didn't help. Bailey Ober's been up and down. And, look, from an offensive standpoint, they have always been a team that is high in the windmill department, and they have some of the worst at-bats on the planet. Now, look, they lost Byron Buxton for a couple months. They lost Carlos Correa from middle of July until last week, and even now he can't run. He's on one leg because he's got plantar fasciitis.
It also doesn't help that your biggest free agent signing was Carlos Santana either.
No, they cut $32 million from their payroll. No, I mean, and Hunter, I think losing's a disease. Rico has talked about this. It's like once the stink of losing gets on you, it's hard to wash it off. And we started talking on this show where I said, guys, it's not even really about what you're doing. It's about what Minnesota's doing for you. If Minnesota, forget about 500 baseball, had they played bad baseball, not vomit, just bad, Hunter, you're nowhere close. You're still 3 or 4 games out with 6 to go. But they essentially went 11-30. That's the basics of what they did.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's amazing what you're doing, but it doesn't happen without someone else going, wait, let me F my own life.
Yeah. You took advantage of their ineptitude.
Big time. And the team deserves a ton of credit for it. But, yeah, let's not act like we didn't get some help here. All right, let's get to the phones, do some football top of the hour. Right now, we're going right to Antonio in Waterford. Anton, what's going on, buddy?
Good, man. First time caller, long time listener, Mike. Good
Welcome.
To be on.
Good to have you. So what's on your mind here? Yeah. How far are we? Is this team making a World Series?
I don't think, I mean, I hope and pray at night, but I mean, my thing is, I'm not on some of the Tigers day like some of the other people. My dad, maybe, he was pushing all along. I remember a few months back when you were saying, oh, these wins don't matter, and you were on the, we're not making the playoffs, all that trend. But now, look where we're sitting. It's crazy. I mean, I feel like this team is like the Detroit Lions of 2 years ago when they got hot at the right time and started winning all those games and we got to, you know, the end of the season. We beat Green Bay and we're holding our breath for the Seahawks to lose and things didn't work out. But I think momentum is a dangerous thing when it comes to the Tigers. I think, you know, my main question coming into this portion of the season is why? What's up with the timing with Jackson Job? Are the Tigers saying, okay, we're going to make a long run in the playoffs, and we want to see him, you know, progress while we can still get some confidence under his belt to hopefully play in games deep in the postseason? Or what's the mindset you think that's going on in the Tigers front office with bringing him up?
Maybe I'm completely misreading it, but it feels like the first effort they've made at actually making the playoffs. Remember, everything they did from selling at the deadline, which was the right thing to do, to spacing out Tarek Skubal's starts, right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
None of it was urgency. This is the first thing where you're like, okay, mm-hmm. they view him as a nuclear warhead, and we're going to deploy him tactically. That's how I view it, Antonio, but it doesn't mean I'm right.
True. I really do think, you know, with the way things have happened for the Tigers this season, almost addition by subtraction with Javier Baez.
Sure. Look at the differential, though. I'm glad you said this, Antonio. Think about this. Trey Sweeney, who, again, I still can't believe these words are leaving my mouth. Do you realize that if you extrapolate his numbers over 162 games, Trey Sweeney is trending to be a 5-WAR player? 5.
Wow.
Javi Baez was a -2.
That's unbelievable. That's going to turn out to be the worst trade and the worst pickup in all of baseball. That's going to be one of the...
But Antonio, that's the other thing, is if there were signs that this team was headed anywhere, ownership would have gotten rid of Baez earlier. They allowed a guy to play in this lineup every day that helped the opposition win.
Because I don't think it was a coincidence that the second you finally... He got injured.
What are they, 25-8 since?
Yeah, you start winning.
Yeah.
And look how much more athletic they are.
And let's
look at Sweeney. The guy, he already saved one game, and he's been a plus fielder at shortstop when Javi was a -8 defensive run saved when he blew out his lumbar or whatever happened to him.
You know what? I don't wish ill will upon anybody, but let's hope that he has a slow recovery and he's not going to be bad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's one of those things that it's like, it's frustrating with this Tigers team. I mean, going into the season, you guys were saying, I think all the fans were saying, bring in a slugger, bring in a guy who's proven, who can improve this lineup. Because I think our biggest problem, like, we're a good organization, we're a good team. We're showing it now because the bats have woken up. My thing is early on was we didn't bring anyone to add to that. I think if we had like a decent batter, and besides, you know, winning on Torque and Riley Green and then Carpenter, like, I think we'd be in a much better situation and probably one of those top-tier teams and maybe even winning our division.
100%. It's why I don't understand why people make fun of that argument. I mean, look, in the end, right, when you look at this whole thing put together, if you had one more legit bat in this order, say at a place like third base, you know, okay, how good has Jay Sung really been? Ask yourself that.
Not nothing spectacular.
Okay, so that's where it's okay for you to say that, Antonio, and I don't think it was wrong then, and I don't think it's wrong now. Look, they have more of a it-takes-a-village approach offensively and timely hitting, and they've been clutch as hell. But the work that Scott Harris is doing is behind the scenes, meaning development, getting your minor league system in order, getting the same thing taught from rookie ball to high A to double A to triple A to the major league level. All of that, I think he's making major strides. But when it comes to the actual major league stuff, I've never had a problem with people saying, well, what the hell are we doing here? What are we just waiting for the kids? And that whole thing, I mean, right here, right now, where would you be if you had another guy? I'm not going to make fun of people for saying it.
Because
you're in a position to go for a World Series now. And you're not getting a whole lot from third base. You're not.
No, you're not.
And what was the primary guy that guys like Costa and Rieger?
Third baseman.
Okay. So I'm not going to make fun of them.
No.
But, like, did they really acquire Trey Sweeney and think he was going to be a 5-WAR player? Come on.
I didn't realize he was almost a 5-WAR player, so.
That's why I'm here. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
I'm kidding. I'm just being a bleep hole.
Yes.
Really?
Kenny.
We are 24-point underdogs to Ohio State. Leave me alone.
23.5.
Oh, that'll make all the difference. Let's go to Doug in Walled Lake, 97.1. Doug, what's up, buddy?
Not much. I was hearing all the delusional Detroiters call in, and with that, I should bet on Aiden Childs to throw 5 touchdowns on Sunday, right?
That's exactly right.
like, I mean, I like calling out the Yankees for their bullpen is a bunch of crap. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, fellas. Wasn't it like 2 months ago we were already focused on the offseason and saying Harris needs to spend? And it's been a magical run. Yes, we're getting good. We're winning clutch games. But like you said, the two teams in our division have been in a free fall. And can we just enjoy this for what it is? There's no pressure, just like 2 years ago with the Lions that the previous caller said. That's what we're banking on right now. I'm watching scoreboards for the first time in 10 years. That's exciting to me. I don't have Bally because no Detroiter had Bally up till a month ago. Heck no. But it's fun, and can we just enjoy it? Yes, in our hearts, we want a World Series. But, Mike, you're right. The Yankees, the Guardians, the Astros, they have more talent. But damn it, if it's not a sign for good old Scott Harris to spend some money on some bats this winter, for the love of God, and then we can start to build for the previous years. But for now, can we just enjoy this
That's
run?
Where I'm at. Doug, to highlight what you're saying, and again, I'll see both these guys. I'm not being rude now. I'll say it both their faces. Doug, I don't know what Wojo was doing last night. I was enjoying Rieger and him, and then Wojo decided to go psycho mode. And he was all over Rieger of like, well, you made fun of Scott Harris's plan. And Rieger's like, they sold at the deadline. They were dead. It didn't work.
Yeah.
I wanted players. And Wojo like was doing the gatekeeping of fandom thing. And it's like, stop. Gatekeeping.
You didn't believe in this team.
Stop. Any gatekeeping of fandom is idiocy. And second of all, why is it wrong that in real time, when a team is 53-65 and they're 10 games out and they're selling and they have a 0.1%, which in essence is zero, to make the playoffs, what should Rieger have said?
Not only that, not only everything that you said, they then came out and said, we're going to start extending the days between Scooble to kind of power him down. They were, as I was like, it wasn't the white flag. It was the off-white flag.
And then
we're not quite done yet, but
then fate intervened. But here's my point to anyone out there. Let me be unequivocal as I say this to you at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't care if you're anti-Harris, pro-Harris, love Ilitch, don't love Ilitch, huge Tiger fan, fringe fan. I don't care. A playoff run is for everybody. I am not going to gatekeep anybody because it's the dumbest radio bit in history. I hate it. Oh, you didn't like this cutscene 7 months ago. It's not relevant. In fact, it's irrelevant. It's like being mad at someone who was a Drew Bledsoe fan and then Bledsoe dies and Brady leads him to the Super Bowl and you don't get to root for him because you didn't give Tommy a chance to do it. It's dumb. Sports are fun. So I'm just, Rico, I guess for me, it's like I'm so uninterested in these stupid arguments about, well, oh, you know, Jim Costa said that Scott Harris did that. And?
Because I guess it means more because you could say I was a fan. I mean, I was a fan before it was cool. I was a fan when you guys weren't believing.
That's
great. I went out and got, you know, Thailand bootleg Bally's to watch the Tigers play while you guys just gave up on.
No one cares. I hate to break that to people, including Wojo. Nobody cares. So you know what we're not going to do is spend radio time not enjoying a pennant drive and doing this weird live alone in my basement gotcha radio that Wojo was doing. Yeah. Now, he doesn't live in his basement, but he does live alone. The point I'm making is
he also
keeps a Christmas tree up all year round. I'm not taking life tips from that guy.
It's just, what, you get the front row at the parade if they win because you've been a fan longer and you stuck with it?
I don't know.
No, but it's when you hear people go there, well, I was a fan back in the day. You know, my dad took it. Like, all right, and so?
Or I'm sorry, did you get some nice summer sausage in the mail from Jason, Scott Harris because you believed in not doing anything this offseason? I don't know, and no one cares. Here's a fun fact. If the Tigers win the World Series, no one will be able to name the president of baseball ops in 20 years. Nobody. It doesn't matter. Win, parades, pictures, drunkenness, revelry. We haven't had a playoff chase in a decade. You think I'm wasting any time with this receipts crap? Oh, you were wrong. Right, I'm still at the parade. Oh, you weren't a shill or a loyalist. No, but I still won the World Series.
I know, but they didn't believe.
My point was it was bizarro radio last night, and I didn't understand it. Then they stopped, and the show got good again. Weird. All right, here's
Rico. No, I guess Wojo just had to flex.
Flex what?
That he believed.
Did he?
I don't
know. His next big opinion will be his first. Pretty easy to keep receipts when you never say nothing.
He had a lot of negative stuff to say about MSU.
Okay, all right then. You should just be happy with Jason Candle. We'll get some football in the mix next, 97.1.